Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Gambling, what's going on here? NBA involved? This is crazy. Mafiosos involved, rigged cards, games, all kinds of stuff. Look, this is so much going to be hard to wrap your head around of really the depth of all of this. But here's some of the simpler stuff. Terry Rozier built a respectable NBA career. He averaged about 20 points a game for some years. In all likelihood, though, the Miami Heat point guard will now be remembered less for what he did on the court than another data point in how runaway sports betting is corrupting major athletics. He stands accused of tipping off gamblers that he would leave a game early in March of 23 based on a supposed injury. This allowed co-conspirators to bet the under on his performance and profit handsomely. Okay, for those not in the know, you can bet on anything.
Yes, you can.
Will this player's shoes be untied at the middle of the third quarter? You could bet on that.
Really
is.
They'll take your money one way or the other.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it's crazy to the depth. So, but this has been around for a long time. Do you think the team will score under what the pros, you know, think that this is going to, you know, like let's say a basketball team. Okay, it's going to be 190 points. And if it goes, you know, you say, oh, I'm betting that over. That's a bet. And if it goes over, you win. If it goes under, you lose. So you've got these over-under bets. You've got parlays where you put like three different bets together and there's some incentive to do that. And if you get all three of those bets correct, then usually it's a, you know, pretty decent payoff. So, so here's part of the problem, because you can bet on almost anything. You can bet on an individual player. Like, oh, look, this guy averages 20 points. I think he's going to be under tonight. Well, if he tells you he's going out of the game with a quote-unquote injury, with 10 minutes still left in the game, he's probably not going to make that point total. So, you know, you bet under, oh, and you score big. But that's cheating, of course. And it's that's just one small little anecdotal part of this whole thing. And gambling is, I mean, it is quadrillions of dollars. I mean, it's insane the amount of money that goes through there. And you wonder, okay, here's a basketball player making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
What could you possibly get for that? I don't know what the figures are, what the money figures are. But apparently it must be substantial. One of them I think was like $200,000.
When you've got millions, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not greedy enough to be a good patsy for a scam like this. It's like, if I had millions, would I risk everything for a couple hundred grand?
No, but, you know, if you had a $100,000 a year job as some sort of an accountant, would you embezzle money? with the thought that you'd probably, you know, I mean, you don't think you're going to get caught, but you do.
That's
you
true.
Go, why would you risk all that embezzling money? You're in the financial thing. You know there's things like audits. I mean, it's not going to
–
you think you can cover this up in to infinity, good luck. But it happens.
All the time.
And there's all kinds of other things, too. Like if some of the players are, say, involved in the gambling directly, like I'm putting X on this, then it gets more complicated. And then what if they lose a couple of big bets? Hey,
right.
you're not going to pay us? Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? we got a deal for you.
I mean, we joke about that. But that's the people that are behind this one.
It is.
That's
They're
the scary part.
Literally dealing with organized crime at the highest level. So, you know, look, it's always been gambling is, quote unquote, a form of entertainment.
Yeah.
And you know that there is an inherent risk to it. Obviously, if everybody won all the time, there would be nobody to run the bets.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do that? So... people do lose, but then when you find out that some things are fixed, definitely tarnishes all of that. It tarnishes all the sports or possible athletes that are involved. And here's something that I thought of, and it was recently, and I'm not going to get specific on any game.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, like, you know, a quarterback has a lot of control over what's going to happen in the game. A receiver, a running back, a fumble. You know that's a game changer.
Yep.
Oh, here's a couple extra bucks. You're going to fumble. You could see how the possibility of that could occur. And then I thought about it. I go, wait a second. What if you're like, you know, fourth down and one, and you're going for it. And you're an offensive lineman. Up, offsides penalty. That's 5 yards.
Whoops.
Now you're not going for it on fourth down. Now you're punting. Or worse, get ready to score. It's a personal foul against you. That's a 15-yard penalty. Again, those are game changers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not making, although like in the NBA is not, in the NFL might not be a great example because even the league minimum is far more than most of us make. But you think, well, here's a guy who's not making the millions that the quarterback is or the running back is. And all I got to do is get one penalty and you're going to pay me for that?
It's pretty easy. That's easy money if you don't get caught.
Well, because sometimes I do wonder. I go, how stupid could you be? What do you mean? What do you mean offsides?
You got to this point in your career, at this even college level, and you somehow made that mistake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to spit in this other player's face.
Yeah.
Now, after all of this, when we start to absorb the depth of all this, and I think it's going to change the way we look at high-level sports. I think it's...
Yeah.
It's what's going to happen.
The word you used earlier, tarnish, I think is perfect.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.